opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and it's Wednesday, and good morning, everybody. It is also the 29th of June here, and Linda's got cheering going on in the back. That's right. Linda is back with us here.
I'm trying to turn it off, but it's something I really want to talk about.
So. About the Brexit.
Well,
that.
Yeah, a little bit, but some other headlines.
Some other things. Okay, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, June the 29th. It's about 7 minutes after the hour. 7-605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Here with Bad Bob. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And the show promptly descends into chaos.
There you go, right away. And I'm here with Ted Lighty. Ted Lighty's here today.
Good morning.
You know, here from Northern Firearms Instruction. And of course, Linda, who got back last night, I missed you, honey.
It was, thank you.
Wait a minute, let me hear a little whining here from me. I missed you, honey.
I know. It was, anyway, family. Sister-in-law had a bad, you know what's really what I discovered? She had a major spinal surgery. So up and walking from major, I mean, like the bolts and the rods in the spine.
They did. They put that kind of stuff in there?
Yes.
I didn't realize they were
yes.
doing
no. She had her fourth and her fifth and her part of her third or something, you know, fused. And, you know, so the operation was on Monday. By Friday, they discharged her. She was walking around the house this weekend.
Incredible.
I mean, walking around the house, like, actually could let her go to the bathroom herself. I was all worried that I was, okay, I'm going to be chamber lady this weekend. But, you know, so on many levels. Anyway, I just went there.
You're going to be the royal wiper?
I was going to be the royal wiper.
Incredible.
Anything that you do for the love of your brother.
Did you know they used to have royal wipers?
Yes, they had a royal wiper.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Yes, they did.
The king
would
be.
It was an honor if you could watch the king poop.
Anyway, and so when the king would finish, they'd have a royal wiper.
I know. They lined up to get the job.
They lined up. Jeez.
It's kind of like.
Okay, I'm gagging. Can we stop?
It happens back in Washington, D.C. They have a lot of royal wipers.
Okay, I'm ready to stop the gag flex already.
All right, fine, whatever.
Okay. Currently 78 degrees. It's going to be hot today. Okay, I drove in this yesterday. It wasn't so bad. Got to Sacramento, which is very interesting. Not that you really care about Sacramento weather today. But at 5 o'clock on Sacramento, in Sacramento on Sunday, of course I did the jazz, got in the car and drove to Sacramento, went out and got gas. Hot. It was like Vegas air. It was hot air. And so, you know, they're experiencing the same thing in Sacramento. But today, our temperature highs call for 105, mostly clear tonight.
A lot cooler than yesterday.
I always know when you put the microphone up to your, you pull
your
it
dips.
Up.
That hot air was coming from the direction of the state capital, you understand.
That's right. See, it's going to be hotter down there because of that.
And, okay,
you know, really, it's cooler than it was yesterday. We're 105 today. It was 106 yesterday.
And tomorrow calls for 105. And Friday, folks, 106. Sunday is calling for just 100, so we're going to be going down a little bit in temperatures. And Saturday 100, and Sunday 99, and Independence Day sunny and hot with near 99. So, you know, it's interesting how the 4th of July is falling this year. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Also, a shout out, everybody, to Redding cake artist Wiley Sachari and his wife Tiffany have conquered the cake wars beast. This guy who's owned the family owned Sublime Cake Design on Park Marina Drive since 2011 claimed victory over three other competitive teams in the Food Network's Cake Wars. They just got a $10,000 prize. The winning 3-foot-tall blueberry cake with lemon curd filling and buttercream ice. Okay. It's back. It's back in there now. captured a $10,000 prize, although the Food Network episode was taped months ago. I want to say Sacheri. He's been on the air before. He's such a, and he's just a really cool dude, you know, whose wife baked and helped decorate the winning cake, had to keep the win top secret. I was just in there a couple weeks ago to order a cake, okay?
Which you couldn't do. Why?
Because they're booked out.
So if you're going to get a cake from Sublime, and yeah. I tell you what, they got great stuff, of course, obviously. You need to say, okay, if Carl's birthday is August the 5th, we need to go in there now. I mean, I'm just going to mention it. If my birthday is August the 5th, which it is, and you wanted to get a cake
well,
for me
want a
from
cake,
there.
You want a cake big enough that somebody can jump out of the middle
no,
of it.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
Oh, this is getting better
Dad,
by the
what
minute.
What do you do with all
this
that?
This is getting better by the minute.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about it, but still. But what I'm saying is if you wanted to get me a cake from Sublime,
okay.
You have to go down there now.
Lots of hints being dropped right now.
Well, no, I mean, you don't have to do that. You can give me just like a Hostess cupcake
okay.
with a little candle in it.
Okay, got it.
Ted gives me a bottle of Jack Daniels, and
that's
I'm
right.
with a candle on it. I'm fine with that. You know.
Well, by the way, you can go in don't to have. Sublime. Not that this, we're doing this big thing on Sublime, but I think it's pretty cool that these local guys.
Yeah,
he's
it is.
Such, he keeps his artist flair right here, and he opened the cake business with his mother-in-law. But you can go in and buy cupcakes that are recently baked, so you can get an array of that, as well as a if you want a cake to go, they do have a couple of those that they do. That are just simple cakes, like a chocolate and a vanilla variety.
Yeah, but if you want one special,
specially
it
ordered.
Right.
Oh no, it goes. That goes. That takes
okay.
some time.
Hey, Teddy, you guys got back from a big ride, huh?
Yeah, I went to the coast for 2 days. We got done with our class on Sunday, Carl, and then I packed up and left on Monday morning, and we went to Ferndale, and then we drove down to Petrolia. You know, with that that's one of the most remote cities or remote towns
yeah,
in
it is.
California.
We've been through there before. Yeah.
Yeah. What a crazy drive all the way down there on that one lane twisty road that turns into gravel in some areas. But let me tell you, really, really beautiful. The thing that never ceases to amaze me is you cannot dress warm enough for that trip. I mean,
it's 64. The high today. Over there on the coast is 64.
I was so hot when I left here. There's no way I thought. There's no way I need to bring very very much clothing
extra
because
stuff.
There's no way it could be hot
stuff,
there.
Right.
As soon as I got there, I knew I'd made a mistake. It was cold, especially on a motorcycle.
Well, we made that trip and went across, and it was hot, and we got over the other side and started buying sweatshirts for Linda, sweatshirts and more gloves and everything. She had light gloves. We got heavier gloves for her because we hit that
freezing coast.
It was freezing for her.
Chilly
yeah.
to the bone.
Yeah.
So, tell us a little bit about what you experienced when you went to this most remote.
Well, it was incredible because. It's a very small one lane road, and you take it out of Ferndale. You guys know where Ferndale is,
mm-hmm.
And it climbs up and then goes over just to the west of the Kings Range, and so you work your way down all the way to the coast, and then you have like this 2 mile long stretch of very pristine beach.
The Fern Canyon is around there someplace? Is that what's called Fern Canyon? And it's got like the elk area.
That's
coastal
a bit to
elk.
The north of that.
Is that north
yeah.
of that?
Yeah,
okay.
That's north of that.
Okay.
You're out on Cape Mendocino, which you
oh,
feel
okay.
like you're well removed from civilization.
Well, that's where
very
the guy
cool.
that, you know, that crazy person that killed his kids and wife.
That's
and
where
then
he went.
Went
yeah.
down, and that's where he went to this very remote place.
Yep, so we drove...
It took him for, what, well over a year to find him.
Well, I think a hiker found him, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really nice. It's just a very small couple of buildings. They have a bed and breakfast there and a little restaurant. And,
cool.
And so then we kept heading south to a little town called Honeydew. We went through Humboldt Redwood State Park.
Honeydew?
Honeydew, yeah.
Like, you mean you went to a place called Honeydew?
Yeah, the melon.
Oh, not like, honey, do this?
I got
honey,
it.
Do that? I know that, but I mean, why would a guy on his bike ride go to a place called Honeydew? I mean, that would talk about PTSD.
Well, the only thing, it's just because there was one road and that's where it went.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, it's so great. You guys, I know you're going to be talking about a lot of stuff with, you know,
Sam
the guns Prentice
is
going
to be on at 8 o'clock.
And we just love having you here. I mean, I'm crashing your party today. When we get back from the break, I want to talk about Brett and something that happened, and it's so perfect that you're here, Ted, because it's what's going on in Scotland right now. One of the things about traveling, and when we have long road trips, it's so nice to come home and get into our Sleep Number bed. It's wonderful. In fact, I actually think the beautiful thing about having dual controls is that we can change it. I'm going to change mine. I think I need a little firmer. So, and that's the beautiful thing. I can go up with my Sleep Number bed, and I've had many variations of it, and it's really wonderful. The Sleep Number bed store is located in the Target Shopping Center, and they're always having wonderful specials. The experts, sleeping experts, go in. You'll do a test and find out where your hot spots are. We all have those, and they do change as life goes on, maybe from a ride, maybe from an injury, maybe from working out, different parts of our bodies that seem to, and it moves around. So go to the Sleep Number experts where you can get tested for that and then find out what bed is right for you. We love our Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, 20 minutes after the hour here. 605-4567 is our phone number. The Sports and Show brought to you by Properties by Merit. And the Sports and Show is brought to you by John Scaife, owner of Properties by Merit, and his knowledge and expertise will set you up in a house, whether you're buying one, selling one, or if it's a professional or a commercial property. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or give him a call at 338-2112. Properties by Merit, and the owner there, John Scaife, and he's got a whole bunch of great people working for him that we know, too. Hey, we're here with Ted Leidy, and of course, Linda is here. One thing I've got to talk about is the attack in the airport, international airport in Istanbul, Turkey.
And we really have been wanting to travel there.
And I tell you what, ever since I was there the last time, and then you see what's going on with ISIS, which is this junior varsity group that's grown so big.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thanks to our present administration and the last Secretary of State. You've got this organization. Now, ISIS has not claimed victory, but they usually wait like 24 hours. But three suicide bombers with automatic weapons, which are true assault rifles and not anything else. And they had, from what I understand, the vest, from what they've seen from photos, were pretty sophisticated. And they attacked the passenger terminal, of planes coming in. So they had 41 people killed, at least 250 wounded. And saying, well, Turkey has stepped up the attacks on ISIS. And ISIS is, meanwhile, getting, they're getting surrounded and pushed out of towns in Iraq. But Syria's still going on real heavy, and Iraq. So, anyway, but, it's a big blow to tourism. Because, frankly, I wouldn't go anywhere in the Middle East. I wouldn't go, and as far as I'm concerned, Turkey is in that group because of just stuff like this. But you're not safe anywhere. Brussels was attacked, also, if you remember, earlier this year. And then you've got, of course, our own homegrown terrorist. But this thing here is going over there right now is probably not one of the top on my top list of bucket things.
Seen a lot of terrorism throughout the world. Remember the airlines blowing up and lots of it seems to be worldwide.
Yeah, and of course we've both been to the Middle East, Carl, and I don't care to go back anyway.
I didn't lose anything there.
No, there's no reason for me to go back there.
Well, I always just thought
Istanbul
would be beautiful.
That's not true. I lost some friends over there. I know Istanbul. Yes, you'd like to see that, but you know what? It's kind of like you're going back there, and the chance of something happening to you over there is rare, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's a lot less rare than it is here in the States or in British Virgin Islands or something. But as far as ISIS is concerned, the whole world is a target. And Islamic jihadists, it's the whole world's a target. Anyway.
Well, speaking of traveling, I mean, we all had the wonderful opportunity a few years back to go to, Ireland and Scotland and England. And, of course, to Normandy, where we ended up our trip, and it was really a spectacular time. And while we were there, we realized that there was a little unrest, lots of unrest that was happening in Scotland. And for the very reason that they are you going to stay, of course, in the EU, very much what's happened with Britain. So a study from earlier this year found that the UK passport was among the top three most powerful in the world. It could go into 175 countries without having to apply for an advanced visa. But after the Brexit vote, there's a fair chance this won't be the case for much longer. It's unclear whether people from the UK will be able to continue traveling freely around the 27 remaining countries of the EU. This is a lot of Brits looking for alternatives so they can hold on to the right for free movement. But for many British people, getting a passport from another EU country will be pretty much impossible. They'll have to wait and see what happens. But if you were born anywhere on the island of Ireland or have parents or grandparents who were, then you're able or eligible to apply for a passport from the Republic of Ireland, which has, at this point, no plans to leave the EU. However, remember, Ted and Carl, when we were there, our bus driver was talking about that was just within days. And did you find that when we got back into the States, we were very interested in watching to see what was happening with Ireland because they were saying, boy, if that happens,
Scotland,
that's really going
to... Scotland was voting to stay in the...
Scotland, I mean.
Yeah,
yes.
Scotland was voting to stay inside the UK with Britain, and they did by a big margin. And then Scotland's a little bit upset because most of Scotland voted... against, the majority in Scotland voted against leaving the EU.
Oh, there you go.
So they're looking at, well, can we can we have a do-over in our vote with England? Because a lot of the Brits are saying, can we have a do-over in this vote? Where others are saying, hey, you voted, that's it. Even though that close to half of the people wanted to stay in the EU, more than half didn't. So, welcome to the United States theory of chaos.
Well, yeah. Across Belfast over the weekend, you had post offices running out of application forms for Irish passports. The Irish foreign minister has moved to calm people down. He's worried about the Irish passport service being overwhelmed by the number of applicants.
Well, anyway.
Wow, well, isn't that
interesting?
There's
a lot of fallout that happens from...
Yeah, unintended consequences this record.
And then the Brits are saying, well, we'd like to have like a two-year glide out. And the EU is saying, no, get out now. So it's a mess, but it'll kind of clean up. Now, it had a huge impact on our stock market and all this. However, it all calmed down. And the dollar's stronger than ever. However, that has an impact when you're in overseas trading, because if the dollar's stronger, that means things cost more, which means there's less orders. So it's got a bunch of – it has impacts everywhere, significant everywhere. The pound's been the lowest it's been, at least it was, for like 31 years.
Here's at least 15,000 people who cross the border every day for work. There's a lot of anxiety in border regions about all of this. So,
well, that's what the Brits were saying. And here's where the Democrats are starting to say, uh-oh. Because what the Brits says, we want to take back our own country. We're having Brussels tell us what to do in our own country. We've got all these people coming across the border without passports because they don't need it. They can just go back and forth that we're taking jobs. So middle class Britons are getting creamed. It's their wages have not changed since 2007. In fact, it's not come back up to the level that they had before the big recession. And they have a slow economic growth. They have the cost of living in England is tremendous with these VATs and everything. It's, you know, kids stay with their parents until they're like 32, 33 because they can't afford to get anything. You know, it's just people were just mad. And they were mad. And the people that wanted to keep it just the way it was are who? The politicians that are in power. The big manufacturers, because it was cheaper labor. You know, celebrities, they liked it. And so, you know what? You can see such a parallel between what's happening there and what's happening in our country. The people in America are tired. They don't trust politicians anymore. They're saying it's time for a change, that we've had it. It's time to make a change. So. We'll see, you know, because, and then you've got, but right today, 67% of the people are saying things like, in these latest polls, they're saying that, how can we get Clinton and Trump as candidates for president of the United States? You know, both of them are not trusted. Both of them are disliked. Their dislike, you know, dislikability level is higher than anything ever been before. Ever. I mean, you know what? So here we are.
Yeah, the problem is you have to be in an elitist group to run for president. I mean, you have to have the money. Billions and billions and billions of dollars is what it takes to run for president. And unfortunately, that elitist group is not exactly strong in leadership. I mean, who do we have up there that we would rather have run for president? Think about it. Who?
I would say, you know, somebody that's been in the military, that's got an open mind and that can do that. But, you know, how many military men, we can use that one exception, of course, is Eisenhower.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would have that political backing or even want to probably get into it.
And the money to do it.
And the money. And see, so the whole thing goes back to money. So, and then the other thing goes into is your whole life is trashed. I mean, your whole life is trashed. Colin Powell, why didn't he run? There's, you know, his wife has mental problems. I mean, that's
right.
Not a secret. And, you know, that's something he's not going to do. He's not going to put his family under that or other things. So when you get into that, when people are, you know, that when the good people just don't put themselves through this. Yeah, we are expecting a phone call for the African Children's Choir is going to be coming into town, and we're going to be talking to one of the former members of it, and here in a couple minutes after we take this break.
Excellent.
So, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk in to Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. We'll make coffee, any kind of coffee. You know, it can get really great. It's fun to go in there and just get lotto tickets and Powerball tickets and stuff like that. But while you're in there, get the best price on coffee beans by the pound. Best rates going on. Shelley and Joe have supported this show since we hit the air. They support the veterans in this community. They're lovely people. So shop local, stay local. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have some very special guests. And then we're going to get into some major headlines here with Ted Leidy as our guest this morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Book early. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the river. At the river.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Ted Leidy here today. We're going to have Sam Prentiss, Director of Gun Owners of California, is going to be on at 8 o'clock. And we're going to talk about all these horrendous bills that are happening to us. And if you want a gun or a type of gun, you need to go out to probably. But we're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Out there where Rebecca and her husband have taken over Four Winds Jewelry, and they have worked there forever anyway, so it's like nothing's changed. They still have the same high quality in everything they do. And here's an added plus. Rebecca's husband, is a gemologist and a designer, can not only design a great ring for you, but he can build it. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairmen anywhere around here, all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open 5 days a week from Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Give them a call at 222-2750. Now, on the phone, we have with us a representative from the African Children's Choir, and it's Eva Nerokovko. I'm sorry.
Nerokovko. How's that?
Are we close?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Nice. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning. I'm okay.
Hey, now, tell us a little bit about the African Children's Choir.
The choir started way back after the reign of Idi Amin. That is back in 1984. So it has been in existence for almost 31 years. It was started by a gentleman called Ray Barnett.
Hello?
So...
Oh, okay. I thought that we had lost contact there.
Okay.
Okay, so it was started back in Uganda after Idi Amin.
1984.
And you were a member of the choir, right?
Yes, I was. About 20 years ago, I toured in U.S., Canada, Europe, and the U.K.
Wow. So what was the biggest thing about when you travel with the choir, or when you were with the choir?
It creates a great, great opportunity, an outlet, naturally, for a child coming from a very poor situation, just like myself. Being part of the choir gave me an opportunity of getting sponsorship while I was touring on the road. And through this sponsorship, I was able to get an education. And I was educated by the choir all through university, and I got a degree in logistics and management.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Congratulations on that. Now, you will be in Reading?
Yes, we shall be. Reading on Sunday, July 3rd.
Okay, so Sunday, July 3rd, and where are you going to be at?
So I'm going to be at the First Christian Church in their two morning services. The first one will be at 9:30 a.m. and the second one will be at 11:15 a.m. at First Christian Church.
Okay.
Sunday, 3rd July.
All right. Now, how many kids are in the choir?
We have 18 children in the choir.
18 children. Okay. And now, are some of them, is this their first time in the United States or traveling?
Yes, all of them. It's their first time to travel. So when choir comes out, it usually travels once. The next time you see a choir, it will be different children.
Okay. Now, so the children come from all over Uganda?
You see, this choir comes from three different parts of Uganda.
Uh-huh.
So some come from the city, the capital city, Kampala. Then others come from the village. Then others come from the typical slums. So, yes, from different parts of Uganda.
What's the biggest, for them, when they come to America the first time, what would you say their thoughts are? I mean, it must be somewhat a little different than home.
Yes, it's mind-blowing. It's very, very different. Coming from a very poor situation back home, everything is so different. Roads are bigger, buildings are bigger, cars and all. So what we don't have at home and all is found here. So it's just incredible seeing their faces, even getting on the plane for the first time. It's just exciting. Everything is so exciting. As a child, I remember that experience as well. Stepping on the plane for the first time, being up there in the air, it is mind-blowing as a child, and to me, as well, I still remember that very moment of meeting people, performing in big places and all, seeing snow for the first time. It's just quite a great experience and great opportunity for a child.
Are you greeted with a great deal of warmth when you're in here in the United States?
Are we what?
Are you greeted? Are people happy to see you and with open arms?
Yes. Everywhere we go, even when we do our bus stops and all in different places, you hear people honking. Oh, the choir is in the house and all. Everywhere people are excited to see the choir.
Well, we're excited too. So that's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be at the First Christian Church. And the it's going to be the African Children's Choir, which is comes from Uganda, from different three different places in Uganda or locations. One is the city in the country, and then one in the country, and then one out of the very poor sections of the slums there. And now the children, when they do it for 1 year, Eva, what happens when they go back home? Is this a way for them to continue their schooling? And
yes, so after that 1 year, we shall be going home in January. So after all this is done, all the touring, we have a school back home called the African Children's Choir Primary School. So in Uganda, we use an education system, more of the British kind of education system. We have the primary and the secondary. So after tour, the children will go back to the African Children's Choir Primary School. Then after primary, they'll go out to two different secondary schools and then colleges or university, but still supported by Music for Life, the parent organization of the African Children's Choir, through sponsorship.
That's great. Okay, we're going to keep passing this around to everybody. That's going to be this Sunday, July 3rd, at the First Christian Church here in Reading. You can listen to the African Children's Choir, who this is just such a, you know, it's such a great, great event for them and for the people. It also is their from when they're touring like this, it enables them to get their scholarships to finish school and then to go on like Eva has. And Eva, do you live? Are you back in Uganda? You live here in the United States?
I'm back in Uganda, yes. So if I'm not traveling with the children, uh-huh. I live back home in Uganda.
What's life like in Uganda these days?
So it's just like, you know, most of the time, jobs are really scarce at the moment. So it's more about you done school and you have to be creative in your own way. So we are so many who have graduated out of university, but jobs are very, very little. So we are still looking for jobs. I do work for the choir when I'm not traveling on the road. So great opportunity for me to still serve in the children's section of it. So we have different projects back home that the choir runs that I work with. So I still work with children when I'm not on the road. So that's my situation back home in Uganda.
Okay. We're with the with Eva. Gosh, Eva, pronounce your last name so we can get it right one time.
Nalukwago.
Nalukwago. Okay. All right. And Eva is bringing in the, I know,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, the African
thank
Children's
so
Choir on Sunday. They're going to be at First Christian Church. And I think, you know what, everybody, go on out there. You're going to be out there for two services and to listen to this. So I think this is going to be a great event. Eva, thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome. You shouldn't want to miss it. Come see the lively performances from the children. A lot of energy and joy that is given on stage with their colorful costumes. Their presentation is uplifting. So come. It's a free concert. It's a free concert. Only a free offering and donation is welcome. So come see the African Children's Choir at First Christian Church, Sunday, 3rd July.
Thank you very much, Eva. And we'll be seeing you soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I saw these kids down in Oroville a couple of weeks ago. I saw their bus, and it caught my eye. And they were going into a gas station convenience store, lining up neatly, the most well-behaved bunch I've ever seen. I thought, man, the American kids could take a couple of lessons from this lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it should be interesting. Anyway, okay, now, before we take a break, you've got something here.
Oh, no, I want to lead into our break and see if I can get you guys riled up. The National Rifle Association, NRA, the political arm, is launching its first ad campaign of the 2016 presidential race, with a survivor of the terror attack in Benghazi urging viewers to vote for Donald Trump. The ad, which the NRA Political Victory Fund is backing with more than $2 million, is the group's first campaign in the presidential race and one of the larger expenditures by an outside group on behalf of the presumptive Republican nominee. The 32nd spot, entitled Stop Clinton, Vote Trump, features Mark Geist, a Marine Corps veteran and security contractor, of course, who fought with the assault on the U.S. mission in Benghazi. He says, in this ad, a lot of people say they're not going to vote this November because their candidate didn't win. Well, I know some people who won't be voting this year either, Guy says as he walks through a cemetery in the ad. Hillary was president? No thanks. I served in Benghazi. My friends didn't make it. They did their part. Do yours.
Wow. Good.
Good. I like it.
Yeah. He was on Fox News last night.
You know, and we met when Peronto was here. We got to meet him. We were over there. We had a before. Kind of was a meet and greet. Four of us, six of us were there to meet him. And, you know, I tell you what, the mess they had, and you know, I'm not saying, and I would never say this, nobody purposely thought out, you know, thought we're going to kill these guys. You know, I don't think, and you may disagree with me, I don't think they purposely did that. But I think that the State Department made huge mistakes, and Hillary Clinton said, well, yes, we did. We made mistakes. Made huge mistakes there. But then the military, that's the part I don't understand. Because Panetta and the military were ready to launch. Obama wanted them to launch, supposedly. And from the report that I just, you know, I'm reading from Trey, you know, the Trey Gowdy in the report. So why didn't they launch?
Well, you know, they had a FAST team in Spain. That
FAST
did,
team in Spain. That's right.
Three wardrobe changes. Is that it?
Because that was it. Three wardrobe changes.
They wanted to make
changes.
Sure they didn't upset.
Offend the terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is such. I think the part that's just the most horrible part is they let them hang out there because of, you know, inaction and inability to do something. And then the cover-up. The cover-up.
With the video.
With talking about the video. How could she say that? And she sends an email to her daughter that night, says an Al-Qaeda-type attack. How could she, I mean, and then turn around and say to those, to the mothers and wives and fathers of these men killed, oh, no, we'll get the people that put that video on. And nothing to do with this.
No. And she knew it didn't have anything to do with it.
I know. Anyway,
which is just too bad.
Which is the part that people seem, and then her comment on this yesterday, it's time to move on. What difference does it make? It's time to move on. Well, find that one for me too, Bob.
Guys, yeah. Who co-authored 13 Hours, we have to take a quick break. The inside account of what really happened in Benghazi endorsed Trump in February, saying he believes under President Trump, many conflicts will be avoided because our enemies will fear the United States and our military. Thoughts on that when we get back. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Reading Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad and Ted Lighty here today. 10 minutes until the hour of 8. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567. It's 78 already, going up to 105. I think it's over 80 at this point. When I was driving in, the thermostat on my car, the thermometer on my car said 82.
Yeah, mine said 84.
Yeah, so I think it is hotter.
Bob's readjusting right now.
He's got 36 different.
He's got 36
readings.
Different. Exactly.
Okay, now this portion of the show, speaking of hot, is Budget Blinds. They can put solar shades on your house and drop the temperature in your house a lot just with those solar shades. And solar shades, you can get a rebate of up to $500 from REU with that in there. And if you've got a house like we do, with one whole side of the house is windows, we can need something to help us because it gets so hot in there and you're walking down the hallway. And you're familiar with our hallway there, Ted, is that elk killer has to take water with her when she goes through there. I put a little Camelback on her.
She's got a little water pack?
She's got a little water pack and a little hole she sucks on and she goes through there because it's hot. So give them a call at 226-9027. Now, Budget Blinds are going to work with your budget and your decor, and they're going to make sure that you're happy. I tell you, great people. Check them out at budgetblinds.com. Okay, you left us with that question. That says, this guy says, you know what? Trump will make sure people understand is that the military will take action, and our military is strong.
Well, the headline on this particular article out of USA was NRA to run $2 million Benghazi-themed ad campaign for Trump. Now, they're committed to they spent $13.6 million in the 2012 presidential race, according to the Center of Response Politics. But I think the stakes in this election for law-abiding gun owners have never been higher, according to this quote. And the NRA will use all available resources to ensure that voters understand the consequences of Hillary Clinton presidency on their fundamental right of self-defense, said Chris Cox, chairman of the NRA Political Victory Fund.
Well, that's absolutely true. She's already said it. I want to take those guns away from people. Her husband's the one to put in the assault weapons ban, even though it was proven to do nothing to stop crime. Now, but though the military, Ted, I mean, and we've talked about this a little bit, but it seems like our military, our leadership in the military, and I'm talking about civilian leadership, is so busy making social experiments happen in the military, they could care less that we don't have jets flying, we don't have tanks running, we don't have ships floating, because they're not figuring out how to make that happen. But they sure hell trying to make sure that a transgender in the military, even though that its percentage is less than like 0.001%, will be able to get operations and all this.
Well, it's just a reflection of the administration. The administration, that's their priority. You know, they're not that interested in having our military fight any longer. They're more interested in making sure we integrate male and females into the same type jobs, and that, you know, we have gender neutral physical fitness training, and we have all this other hubbub that doesn't directly relate to fighting.
I would never tell a surgeon how to operate. I would never tell a physicist how to come up with an equation. I wouldn't tell them these things. But for them to turn around and tell us, who've been in the military, who've been in the military for long periods of time, who have led both men and women in the military, to tell us that women can handle the same jobs, physical jobs, and I'm talking infantry and special ops and Rangers, though they've had three women pass, to handle that day in and day out is ridiculous. It can't happen. It's never happened. And when you try to integrate them like that, the women, no matter how good they are, how smart they are, how brave and tenacious they are, they break down in the sense of physically. It's never happened. The women have not reached that level of upper body strength. The Marine Corps actually, when they said, okay, everybody's going to do the three pull-ups, made a big thing about, okay, everybody's going to do this. Well, have phased that out.
Women
women are back up to the dead hang again.
Yeah,
which is because
they can't do it. They just cannot do it.
They can't. You know what? Because you get so many points on your physical fitness test per pull up.
Oh, absolutely.
And 20 pull ups is a max of 100. It wasn't fair to the women because you have the same scores.
You know, when we did our yearly reviews, which is, by the way, what we were promoted on.
Yeah.
You had to have a certain physical fitness.
That's right.
Test score to get promoted. And if you didn't have perfect or close to a perfect, you know, you went to the bottom of the list. They were looking for folks who could pass that test. Well, a female soldier has zero chance. Well, let me back that up. Some female soldiers can. But for the most part, they're just not strong enough.
And again, we're not saying they're not smart enough, tenacious enough, or just mean enough because, you know, you don't want to get the girls mad. But the thing is, it just goes all back to physical body strength. And you may have somebody go through the Rangers course, as three women did.
Sure.
However, and then you'll hear people saying, well, wait a minute. There was a lot of things going on during that Ranger course that had never gone on before. You know, senior officers walking the different lanes with them to make sure that they got through. I mean, there's all types of things you heard. But you still... It still goes back down to one thing, and that's the physical ability. Well, even after the Marine Corps did a 9-month test, Ash Carter says, so what? You know, we're still going to integrate them.
Well, on other news in the military, the United States has extended a $2.7 billion credit facility to Iraq for the purchase of military equipment amid the ongoing fight against the Islamic State group. U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said Wednesday that the deal gives Iraq a 1-year grace period and 8.5 years total to pay for its purchase of ammunition and maintenance of its F-16s and M1A1 tanks.
Well, at least they've got M1A1 tanks that are running.
Yeah. Why would we do that? Why would we do that?
Well, we want them to continue to fight ISIS. As we slowly but surely move more and more people in there.
Like other oil-reliant, I think that's a key word, countries, Iraq's economy has been severely hit by plummeting crude prices since 2014, plunging the nation into an acute financial crisis. The OPEC member is struggling to feed a cash-strapped economy amid an expensive fight against IS militants who still control key areas in the country's north and west.
ISIS, the ISIS people. Okay, well... The whole thing, our military is not in good shape.
No.
I'm sure you maintain contact with people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, you know, it's the kind of thing is there's a great deal of unrest, even in some cases, in many cases, anger about what's happening.
Well, they're not sure about what the future holds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not sure what their service is going to look like in 10 years, in 20 years. You know, even since we retired, it has changed completely.
Changed dramatically.
Yeah,
we
wouldn't even recognize it.
Well, one of the reasons that you know I had a first sergeant retire is they said everything they did was there was that question up there, and you know, I mean, when you're in combat, it's not so much, but when it goes on up higher, is there's you know there were so many of these directives coming down that it was like you know. How are we supposed to do this? How are you supposed to fight a war when you've got the people leading this thing? This guy Mabus, who is a political hack, and he's making these changes, and he keeps saying the first thing, the same thing over and over again. Diversity makes us stronger. Diversity makes us stronger. It's a lie, and he knows it's a lie. But he's in with the old, he's in with the Obama administration, who has used the United States military, has cut their funding, is cutting people out of it, but they're using it as a social experiment.
He wants to see it look a certain way, and he's just going to move towards that. And you know, diversity can make you stronger if you strategically employ it.
That's true.
But diversity, just for the sake of diversity,
no,
that doesn't make any difference at all. As a matter of fact, many times it'll hurt you.
Yes, it will. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here for the news. When we come back, Sam Paredes is going to join us, and we're going to be talking really into all these new gun laws, especially the new ones that were proposed just the other day, where it will take away the right of the local authorities to ascertain who should really have a concealed carry. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and Ted Leidy.
KZNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks broadly higher on Wall Street as global markets continue to recover following Britain's vote to make a break with the European Union. European Union leaders, meanwhile, meeting on day two of what's become a crisis summit for them in Brussels.
The Lithuanian president, Dalia Grybauskaitė, summed up the mood as she arrived at the talks. It's not about David Cameron today, she said. Today is about us, about our unity and what we're going to do in the future. The leaders are considering their negotiating position in the divorce proceedings.
That is the BBC's Bethany Bell reporting from Brussels. Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed his condolences to Turkey's leader over the terrorist attack at the airport in Istanbul that left 41 people dead. Today's phone call also began a process of improving relations between Russia and Turkey. Surveillance video shows a huge ball of fire and airport passengers fleeing during the terrorist attack yesterday at the main airport in Ankara. Susan Fraser reports authorities are still trying to assess all the damage.
The airport is back in operation. However, many flights have been canceled.
The leaders of North America are confronting rising economic protectionism and nationalism as they meet today in the Canadian capital. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says while Europe seems to be in turmoil over trade and migration, North American leaders for now are working to cooperate more closely.
It is a strategy that has enhanced the economies of all of our countries. It's enhanced the national security of all of our countries, and it certainly has made North America the most successful continent in the world.
The meeting today comes one day after GOP presidential contender Donald Trump blamed globalization for the loss of millions of manufacturing jobs. On Wall Street right now, the major indexes are doing well. The Dow is up by 186 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other major indexes all thriving in early trading. They're emboldened by recent gains in the markets after a big downturn in the aftermath of the Brexit vote last week. In Baltimore, the next police officer scheduled to stand trial in the death of a 25-year-old black man is now asking for his case to be thrown out.
The Baltimore Sun reports Lieutenant Brian Rice alleges defects in the prosecution's case. Rice is the highest-ranking officer charged in the case. He's also asking prosecutors to disclose grand jury minutes and testimony. Freddie Gray died last year after his neck was broken in a police transport van, sparking protests and unrest.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. He reports that Rice is charged with involuntary manslaughter, second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is shocked by the Senate's inability to pass a bill to fund a response to the Zika virus.
It's inexplicable and unacceptable to not be able, on a bipartisan basis, to address this important public health care crisis.
Senate Democrats blocked the bill, saying Republicans deliberately packed it with poison pills, including cuts to Obamacare, Ebola funding, and women's health.
It is one of the most cynical ploys I've seen on a life and death issue in the time that I've served in Congress.
Senate Minority Whip Richard Durbin. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will bring up the bill again after the July 4th recess, but he will not allow any changes to it.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon in Milwaukee. A woman accused of killing a pregnant woman is now on the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitive list. The Bureau has announced the addition of 24-year-old Shanika Miner, wanted in the March 22nd shooting death of Temeca Perry. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. For people that listen to us, sometimes they'll switch over to other stations. So I just want to tell everybody KLXR, 1230 on your dial with Jimbo and Sue are off the air, and they've had a circuit board in their transmitter problem, but they're getting it in fixed, and they should be back up tomorrow morning. So just in case you were wondering about that, because we get phone calls for everybody. Okay, what's the weather look like, sweet?
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 83 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot today, so we want to remind you to don't even put your, if your dog is in the car now, take them home immediately. Don't leave your dogs or your family or your elder
chocolates
or anything in the car. It's going to be 105 today with our lows of 72. Tomorrow calls for 105 as our highs mostly clear tonight. Tomorrow night with lows of 74. Friday continuing on with a degree higher prediction of 106 with our lows Friday of around 70. Saturday calls for a high near 100 and 67 lows. Sunday is sunny and hot with our highs near 99 as we get into Independence Day. Monday calls for highs of 99. So we are in our heat period right now. And just make sure you stay hydrated and all the things that sometimes we forget when we get out and we decide to have a cocktail or play with our friends and forget about those things. And just don't keep your animals. Number one, don't let animals or people in the car at this particular time over a long period of time. Don't take long hikes. You know, I can't believe what happened in Phoenix. People took hikes and died in the mountains during the heat wave. Duh.
Yeah, that.
I'm sorry.
You got to know better than that.
I just don't.
And it wasn't like one or two. It was like six.
Yeah, and it's just all of a sudden, it's like that's how fast it happens. And we don't somehow equate that.
And remember, when you're walking your dogs, that asphalt's like 140 degrees.
And it can fry their
there,
paws.
You're sitting there slurping your Slurpee, and that little dog is moving its feet because it's burning them.
The back of
a pickup truck goes to 130.
And the only place that the dog can breathe, really, is through the paws and then and out of the mouth. So when they're panting, they can't get air. You think that their air is under. No, the skin doesn't breathe like that. Anyway, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793. Let's get to the phone.
Let's get to the phone. And on the phone is Sam Paredes, director of the Gun Owners of California. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you folks doing this great morning?
Great. You know, I'm here. Ted Leidy's here. Linda's here. We wanted to have a full house because we need to find out what's going on in Sacramento? I mean, has it ever been this bad?
It truly never has been this bad with the number of bills that they are trying to jam through the process at light speed. This Thursday is going to be probably one of the pinnacle days of dealing with gun legislation, as the members of the legislature are trying to send bills to the governor's desk in order to combat Gavin Newsom's referendum or ballot initiative, his so-called safety for all, actually safety for none initiative. And it seems like every other day another anti-gun legislator comes up with new bills to take away our rights. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, the worst part of this whole story is the reason they're trying to jam them through is because they don't want to send Republicans to the ballot box in November. And they actually stated that.
They didn't want to trust. They don't trust the electorate to get it right. That's what De Leon said. He said there's been too much work and just to have the electorate turn it down.
Yeah, you don't want the people to speak, so let's just get it done now so that those people don't show up to the ballot box. Because, you know, they'll also vote other Republican interests.
Yeah.
Sure. Unbelievable.
The cynicism just an elitist know-it-all mentality reigns supreme under the dome at the Capitol. The members of the legislature think they know what's best for everybody. They think they know what's right. They place themselves above the Constitution, as you well know that Committee Chairman Joan Sawyer, when he said that, when I pointed out to him that the bill they were considering was unconstitutional, he says, well, you know, here in California, we pass bills because we're California. We don't pay attention to the Constitution.
Did he say that in public in front when they were recording this?
Yeah, it's recorded. It's on our website. You can go to gunownerca.com and actually watch him saying these words, as well as the words that the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. You know, we don't have muskets anymore, and we don't live under a government tyranny.
Yeah,
really?
What? We also have the internet and cell phones and all that too. So, I mean, the First Amendment was also ratified in 1791. Did anybody point that out to him?
Well, this was at a press conference, and we got received a recording of it from the media, and we've pointed out many things to the good assemblyman, and I think it capped it off when he was trying to encourage the 40 or 50 people that were there, anti-gun people that were there at this massive rally of 40 and 50 people at the Capitol, when he said, you know, the Second Amendment isn't scripture. And I thought for a second, Assemblyman Joan Sawyer, do you want to go toe-to-toe on what Scripture is and what Scripture says?
Yeah.
That would be a thing of beauty, and you'll go away with your tail between your legs, because that we will win that argument. Obviously, these people have an agenda to take our guns away. They want to require us to buy only one gun a month or restrict us. They want to require us to give thumbprints when we buy ammunition.
I want to get Sam. I want to get in some more specifics of this, because I'm saying
sure.
Things that I may be wrong. But we want to take a quick break first. Then I want to get into these, especially that gun, the ammo law, because
sure.
I was under the impression was that you had a 10-day wait when you're buying ammo, plus the fact of the thumbprint. But and don't answer it yet. But also the fact is I can't share it with my grandson if we're out shooting. So we're going to take a break, though. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street, one of my favorite boutiques of all in the North State. Lots of gifts that are hard to buy for a friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton, the largest collection of Brighton in the North State, along all the way to Miss Me Jeans. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on down to Downtown Dandelion.
And you love it in Dandelion. I can tell when you're happy you come back and
I
you
love
smell
the
like
girls.
You smell like dandelion.
I love the girls. I love the way that they I really feel like, you know, customer service is impeccable, and they give great customer service.
Okay, we'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California, when we get back. Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Linda Bott.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled, was it summer of 69?
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman here with Simple Solutions. Have you ever heard from an appliance repair company that your appliance is beyond economical repair? Over the last 10 years, I have repaired several thousand appliances, some of which would be considered beyond economical repair. Because I have a broad background in other fields of electronic and electromechanical repair, along with a degree in electronics technology, my experience sometimes allows me to repair an appliance that others cannot do economically. My response time to a service request is usually the same day or next day. I also offer early hour and late hour scheduling. Since I'm out in the field making repairs, I don't receive phone calls, so for quick service, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Leave a description of the issue and your callback number. I will respond to you as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
On the breeze, makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jasmine in my mind.
That's hardly a summer breeze. It's freaking hot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott and Ted Leidy here this morning. On Wednesday, it is 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 83 going up to 105 today. It's hot. So be careful. Take care of yourself out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. How appropriate. You know, Alliance Heating and Air, they're in a better place in town, voted best in the North State. Martin and his people absolutely take care of you. I mean, give them a call on Sunday. They're there. They fix it. It's diagnosed, and boom, it's fixed on Monday. That's our experience with Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, a veteran-owned business, a veteran-owned local business. You can't get any better than that. Okay, our guest is Sam Paredes, who's the Director of Gun Owners of California. And before we get back to Sam, good morning, Sam. Is there? We have a missing person we want to talk about real quick.
Yeah, Carl, this is now an official missing person case. Justin Babb, who is a local, he's sort of an entrepreneur. He's an activist he's active in Redding.
He's active. He's not an activist, yeah. But he's active in helping people.
Redding business community, right. Yeah. He's been missing since Sunday. He's described as 6'2", 250 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He's 29 years of age. He drives a black PT Cruiser. We'll give you the license plate if you call here. He was last seen in Reading on Sunday, and there was an online connection via Facebook in Reno on Monday. And anybody and all of his friends and acquaintances say this is completely and totally out of character for Justin to just go off the grid. So if anybody has information, they've seen that black PT Cruiser, you can call the station. I'll give you the license number. If you have any information, anything, give the Reading Police Department a call, 225-4200.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Sam Paredes. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's good to be here with all y'all.
Well, I tell you what, you know, up here, the people of Northern California, you know, we had a the record searchlight, which isn't all. I mean, record searchlight is a, you know, it's a moderate paper, you know, and a lot of things. But they had a very strong editorial about why and about something we're going to talk about. It's such a bad idea with the change in the CCW rules. But going back to the ammo. Under one of these rules, I thought it said that, one, you needed to have a background check, that you needed to get a card and give a thumbprint, but that you could not share ammo with people. Is that true?
That is correct, Carl. You can, well, you can give up to 50 rounds of ammunition to somebody who's there with you, or if a competitor comes into California, you can give them up to 50 rounds of ammunition. Anything above that, you have to get a ammunition dealer's license. You have to apply with the Department of Justice and be registered as an ammunition dealer, and then you have to comply with all of the registration things just to give that ammunition away to, let's say, the high school trap shooting team. You purchase all the ammo and you give it to all of the shooters and stuff. You would have to register the kids as they come to use the ammunition. And, of course, if they're too young, technically you can't transfer the ammunition to them.
Okay,
you have to transfer it to their parents.
Okay, well, so that means if they're on the trap team and they're getting ammunition provided, they have to register with the state and get fingerprints and everything?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they have to register through the ammunition dealer that they are acquiring the ammunition from. You know, the 50 rounds is two boxes of shotgun shells. I mean, most trap shooters will shoot that in just a few minutes in a practice round, and certainly in a competition round, you're shooting, you know, 100 shots. So, Carl, this thing makes no sense at all. You've got the initiative, and you've got the bill by Senator Kevin DeLeon. They approach the same issue of ammunition registration slightly differently. They are fighting with each other. Senator DeLeon amended his legislation in the Capitol so that if the initiative goes into effect, then legislation would kick in to change, not change, but move the initiative language to what Kevin DeLeon wants. And supposedly solve some problems, but you know we were saying something that is incorrect. That bullets, just the bullets for reloaders are considered ammunition. They define ammunition as a primer case, propellant and
projectile.
So. Well, actually, primer case.
Hey, Sam, you're getting a little garbled there. Did you walk?
Okay, sorry about that.
There you go. You're back.
Okay, so it their definition is an entire loaded cartridge.
Well,
so what's going to happen is that people are going to start reloading, and they will be free to buy their buy and make their ammunition without having to register it. But the transfer of that ammunition remains the same. You'll have to register or become a dealer if you transfer.
I want to make this.
That ammunition.
I want to make this real clear for everybody, just to see if I understand this. My grandson comes up to visit me from New Mexico. He and I love to go out and shoot Belgian ground squirrels, squeaks. We go out. I can give him 50 rounds of ammunition, but on the 51st round, I have to stop because I can no longer give my grandson ammunition because, one, he's not registered in the state of California. He's not 18. And so if I hand him the 51st round for him to shoot, then both of us are lawbreakers. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And if your grandson were you know, knowing that he was going to go and get to shoot squirrels with his grandpa, were to bring a brick of .22 long rifle with him or a box of ammunition, he would be breaking the law by importing it into the state illegally. So this is a disaster.
Unbelievable. Incredible. Hey, Sam, Ted Leidy here with Northern Firearms Instruction. Listen, I have a question. Is it true, I just read this somewhere, and I just want you to put it to rest for me, that the legislature has already voted themselves immune from these firearms laws?
No, that was a report that, you know, we are all about the truth.
Right,
we want people
right.
to know the truth. And in this case, this was a article that was written in 2011 by the Washington Post, I believe, and they were inaccurate back then. And then the American Spectator somehow quoted that article, and everybody thought that the legislature had voted themselves exempt from the gun laws in California. That is not the case. So
good.
They are definitely bad, evil, anti-gun, anti-constitutional people, but they haven't gone to that extent yet.
Well, of course, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, but I'm glad that that's true.
You know, I think, you know, one of the things that needs to come out with this thing is the impact this has, because then I can't give 51 rounds to Linda. I can't give 51 rounds to Ted. Okay, say we're out on a range and an instructor is training somebody and says, okay, they're short some rounds. So the instructor cannot give them rounds either, right?
You're absolutely correct. Unless the instructor is a registered ammunition vendor in the state of California with the registration book and reporting his transactions to the Department of Justice, he would be breaking the law by providing those short rounds that his student might need in order to complete the course.
I have a question. Can you explain to me how exactly is this going to prevent another Orlando, San Bernardino, name your catastrophe? How will these laws prevent that?
Thank you for this question. The answer to that is that it will not. Any of these laws will not affect any of the mass shootings that have occurred in America for the last 10 years. We already have registration in California. You know, we already have an assault weapons control law in the state of California. We already have magazine bans. It is already illegal for it's illegal for criminals to shoot people. It's illegal for them to steal guns. It's illegal for them to use.
Did you just say it was illegal? It was illegal for people for felons to shoot people and to have guns. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You mean here in California, you just can't go out and shoot people?
No, you can't, Carl. And that's the point. That actually none of these laws. And when I went to the legislature a week and a half ago, and I pointed out that Senator Hall's bill to ban the bullet buttons and to which means that he wanted to ban AR-15 style rifles of all kinds, I pointed out that none of these laws would have impacted Orlando, that none of these laws would have impacted San Bernardino or Santa Barbara or any of the places where shootings are. So if you are looking at solutions on gun control that would have no impact on the atrocious acts of terrorism or mass crime that have been committed, then what is your agenda? And his response was that he said those people that come to this dais to oppose this legislation and saying that it won't save lives are filthy. They're mean-spirited. They're heartless. They're cruel. They have dirty mouths that need to be washed out with soap.
Yes. Did you go over and slap him?
Well, no, no, I didn't. I maintained decorum, and although I felt like walking over and slapping him, but the next time, 1 week later, it's funny how God has a sense of humor. He gave me an opportunity to testify again on one of his other bills, joint resolution asking Congress to pass more gun control, to allow CDC to do more anti-gun research. After I testified, I reached into my pocket and I pulled out a bar of lava soap, and I placed it in front of him and I said, "Here, this is for you." And I walked away. He was beyond incensed. He's an African American guy, and I've never seen an African American guy more red than he was when that happened. But I think the point was made that we're not going to put up with his foolishness and his attack on us.
That's Senator Isidore Hall, by the way. He's in 222 West 6th Street, Suite 320, San Pedro, California. So if you want to write to him and say, or send him a bar of soap. Hey, we got to take a break here, but I want to read something. A liberal's paradise would be a place where everyone has guaranteed unemployment, free comprehensive health care, free education, free food, free housing, free clothing, free utilities, and only law enforcement has guns. Well, that place does exist already. It's called prison. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Redding. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's currently 85 degrees. Temperatures rising here in Redding, California. In the North State, 105 today is a prediction. Lows tonight of 72. And, folks, as we look through the week, we are at 105 tomorrow and 106 on Thursday. 100 through the weekends until we get to Independence Day, which, fly your flag. Will you just do, think about it now. If you don't have one, go get one. It would be so nice to go in the old days when you would, when Independence Day and Memorial Day and Veterans Day, people would fly their flags. It is a symbol. So fly your flags. And I know that I saw them recently. There were some really nice ones at Costco. They're there for you to go get. So anyway, throwing it to you, Carl.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Of course, it's the best place to get a haircut anywhere. And anywhere. It's the Cheers of Barbershops, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business, too. Rally Sally is on the phone. You got something, Sally? Sally, you're on the phone. We have something. You have something for
Yes, I do. I was going to California,
Gun owners of California.
Senator Isadora Hall. As of Monday, he's got multiple bars of soap heading to his office.
Okay. Well, that's, I heard something like that. Okay, Sally, thanks.
Hey, well, no, that's not what I called for. What I called for was I talked to Sam last week, and I think it's time for a huge rally on the steps of the Capitol. I know we can get hundreds and hundreds of people there from the 21 counties of Jefferson, from people who own gun shops, from our sheriff up here, Tomasinko, he's fit to be tied, from the people who, veterans. I mean, there are so many groups of people who support Sam and what he, that, what do you think, Sam? Can we work together and do something like that?
You know, we have to show our voice and we have to show our strength. And we've got some planning to do. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. We've got to finish out this week and see what it is that the legislature is going to leave us with. We need to stand up. We need to rise. We need to make our voice known.
Well, I intend to work with you. When those bills hit Governor Brown's desk and are sitting there, that would be the prime time to voice our concerns, would it not?
That would send a message. That's for darn sure.
Well, let's do it.
Well, let's. There's a lot of planning we have to do, Sally. I'll be in touch with you.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Okay. Have a good day.
All right.
We've got several questions. We're here, of course, with Sam Paredes, directors of Gun Owners of California. There was a comment on the chat room that said, "I won't be listening after the anti-vaccine show yesterday." It talks about the Tea Party, and the anti-vaccine agenda has the potential to harm innocent people. Dave, let me just say this, is that we open up our program to all views, whether it's, pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. We've had people talking about it on the show about why they need to be vaccinated. And if we don't endorse anything, and if you listen to the show, clearly you'll see that. And I think it was also important to bring out other questions about the man that had with the that did the documentary. But they also have a right. There's a lot of people out there that have a lot of fear, that have fear about this. Now, if you choose not to listen because of that, well, fine. But there's a lot of other things we're talking about that I think are really important, like right now, Sam Paredes and the Gun Owners of California, and what's happening to us in the state of California and Sacramento, for people that are legitimate law-abiding citizens. Ted?
Well, Sam, one more question. We've got 10 bills here. Most of them have been approved in one way or another. What's the next step for them? Are they all, like, packaged together and are going to go to the governor in one great big package, or are they going to be piecemealed to him? And if so, when can we start to see these things come into effect?
Well, the legislature is dealing with several of the bills on a fast track. They were gutting amends. That means that a piece of legislation that was in the legislature that was stalled, that wasn't going anywhere, was stripped of the language. Anti-gun language was put into it and then reinvigorated or re-put into the system and moved along. We expect that by Thursday there will be several measures, we don't know how many, that will be sent to the governor's office. The rest of them will probably be dealt with in August after the July break, the summer break that the legislature goes through, and those will be sent to the governor's office. But unless people call their legislators and call other legislators and tell them that they are in strong opposition, these bills are passing like greased lightning. I mean, the anti-gun majority in the legislature is flexing their muscles, as you well know. They're now going after CCWs. There were two gun. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. This is of all the things, and all of them are so serious. Taking away your, you know, making you give up. If you've got a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, they want you to destroy it or give it back to the police or get it out of the state. They want to take away the bullet buttons. They want to take away, frankly, they want to take away every type of semi-automatic rifle. They all have to be registered as assault weapons, even if it's a hunting rifle. I mean, this we could go on and on and on. But the thing about the ammo, of course, is onerous. But this newest attempt to take away rights with concerning the concealed carry. AB,
yeah,
was it 460 or 640 or something?
466. AB 466 and AB 450. Two separate assembly bills.
AB 450, I was heard in committee yesterday. This is the bill that says that sheriffs should charge whatever it costs to process a CCW. You see, these people do not want the sheriffs to use their discretionary funds, because they are taxpayer dollars, they say, to be used to help people acquire CCWs, because the state only allows sheriffs to charge $100 to process them. Of course, not all sheriffs in the state of California charge $100, because they process them for less than $100, and that is what they charge. But what they're trying to do is price CCWs so high that much fewer people can buy them. Actually, only the rich will be able to buy them the way they're going, and that's their intent. Now, the other bill, the bill that would have redefined the definition of, or changed the definition of good cause to mean that somebody with a credible threat of great bodily harm, death or injury to themselves or others would be the only ones that would be able to get CCWs. Now, that bill seems to have stalled. I think that there are some heads over at the Capitol that say, boy, even that one is way too far, because if you change the definition of good cause for CCWs, it's unknown the impact that it'll have on the definition of good cause throughout the penal code. And they didn't think they had time to deal with that mess. So that threat might be on the back burner, but, you know, all bills are zombies. They're alive until the last gavel closes the session at the end of the legislative
That's a visual I'm going to keep with me. All bills are zombies. Man, yes. Ain't that the truth. That is just a really good one.
The only thing, only way it works is if you drive a stake through its heart.
Well, speaking of zombie bills, you know, you mentioned you mentioned it briefly, Sam. Gutted bills that are used for different purposes. So if you go online and you look up AB 450, it was a transportation bill at one point in its life, and it's like 3 pages long. Every piece of text in that bill has been struck, and it's got 4 pages of anti-gun wording on it, and that's what's going forward. So it was alive in another world, and they just changed it on a whim.
That's
right.
That's right. What they do is, you see, they do this with malice aforethought. You take a bill that kind of began its way through the process and maybe got stalled in the an assembly bill, maybe got stalled in the Senate, in the Appropriations Committee. So you take that bill, you gut it and amend it, and you put in anti-gun language, and then you continue to move that bill. Well, according to the process, that bill has already been through the House of Origin. It has been through policy committees, even though they were policy committees not having to do with anything that's in the language. So when that bill goes to the floor of the Senate, that assembly bill that's been gutted and amended goes to the floor of the Senate, they send it back to the assembly. They send it back for a concurrence vote. They don't send it back and say, oh, now it has to go back to policy committee and the appropriations committee and come back down to the floor. What they're doing is they're cutting the process in half. They're short-circuiting the process so that they can jam these things down our throat. This is cynical. This is, they violate the own rules that they have, but they can waive the rules because they are kings, because they are in charge.
You know, the fact is that they do change these things. They bring them through at the middle of the night. They don't give anybody a chance to read them. But you know what? Even if they did, let's just face facts here. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats that are doing this. It's not the Republicans. It's Democrats that are introducing it. It's Democrats saying is if you disagree with them, you should have your mean spirit and should have your mouth washed out with soap. It's Democrats that are saying you don't have the right to do this. You don't have a right to hand 51 rounds of ammunition to your grandson because you want to go out shooting. Or your wife or your friend or anybody, because then you have to become an ammo dealer and they have to register. It is absolutely ridiculous, but this is what they want. The whole thing, my friends, is this. It's control. The whole thing is control. Control of you. Control of law-abiding citizens, because you know a criminal, a Blood or a Crip or an Otaño or an MS-13, they're not gonna register to get the extra rounds. No, they're not going to register anyway. They shouldn't have the guns to begin with, but they do. So why? I mean, you think about it, the question is, why are they doing this to law-abiding citizens?
Because they hate us more than they hate criminals. Carl, you hit the nail on the head. These Democrats, the leadership in the Democrat Party, are doing everything they can to let people out of prison and out of jail and writing laws to replace those people with us, making us criminals for exercising our rights, charging us with crimes so that we can go to jail or we can go to prison and replace the people that they want. It makes you really wonder,
why are we considered the enemy?
Writing these evil people.
Right. Okay, we got to take a break, but here's one last thing, that if they pass this ammo bill, then I've already talked to Sheriff Pasenko, but you talk about a rally. We're going to have a rally up here to get as many 1,000 people as we can. We're going to take a box of 22 ammunition and put the 51st one, tape it on there, and we're going to start handing it from person to person to person to person. That
yeah,
means every one of us have broken the law. We're going to have veterans. We're going to have grandmothers. We're going to have kids in wheelchairs. We're going to have Medal of Honor recipients. We're going to have the sheriff. We might even have the sheriff start it. We're going to have senators and assemblymen. Everybody's going to pass that around. It's going to be the largest assembly of civil disobedience you've ever seen, where we all break the law. And then we're going to invite the governor there and to bring his people to arrest us. So, you know what, this is, you know what, how, you know what, this insanity that's going on in the Democrat Party is just never ceases to amaze me. And this is just one portion of it. I mean, you look at the other things, high-speed trains, taking away, everybody's so excited about what's going on with, we got to support illegals, got to support illegals here. What about the veterans here in California? What about that? How about the veterans who committed suicide in California? You don't see all the headlines and them pushing through for that. Anyway, sorry. I was on my soapbox for a second. We're going to take a break. We're here with Sam Perez.
I loved it. Great job,
I am not
Carl.
Sorry, because they are trying to destroy the fabric of this great state. We'll be right back.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions with a question about service. Have you ever been passed around from one department to another or received a nebulous answer to a very specific question about a service you've purchased or have gotten conflicting information from different departments of a business? Or how about not getting back to you when they say they will? I'll bet most of us can say yes to at least one of these questions. Well, at Simple Solutions, I'm it. I'm the guy coming to your door, making the diagnosis, and ordering the parts when needed. And I'm the guy getting back to you. If I take on your appliance repair, I take it on from start to finish. No cracks for it to fall through, nobody to pass it off to. Isn't that how it should be? Since I'm out making repairs, I'm unable to take phone calls. So for quick service, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give the appliance issue and your contact number. I will call you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit axiomrepertorytheater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl and DeBond, and of course, guest Ted Leidy today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has done such a great job, Home Helpers, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year. She cares about the people that she helps. And her employees are all, you know, that she interviews every one of the employees. They're all bonded, vetted, insured, everything. And they're there to help you. Not just with people that are elderly and might need some help, you know, coming in once a day, maybe every day. But also people that have, you know, for surgery and maybe you've had, you know, broken legs and things like that. And you need a little help occasionally and they come in and they check, make sure everything's okay. All those kind of stuff. All of this from Home Helpers. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350. They're located on 2620 Larkspur Lane in Suite N. Again, 226-8350, Home Helpers. Okay, we're here with Ted Leidy, who is one of our co-hosts today, but also Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning. And
good morning, Carl.
And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding about that. If they pass this, we're going to call it Freedom Day. Or Day of Freedom, and we're going to do this. And we expect you to be up here, Sam, and bring your friends and your family.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
There you go, buddy.
There'll be a whole lot of people there.
I think you know what? There could be a lot of people here, and then we'll have vendors out. We'll have, you know, I mean, it'll be a celebration of freedom. Okay. Now, what other things have? I mean, what other onerous things have you heard that may be coming that has to do with our right to have a rifle in our house?
Well, they've got a whole bunch of bills that they're, of course, bills to ban the bullet buttons, bills to make us criminals if we have a firearm that's lost or stolen and we don't report it in the time frame that the government thinks we should have reported it. There's the ammunition registration bill. There's a bill to confiscate, you know, our standard capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. There's a bill to make all of our 80 percenters illegal to possess unless we register with the State Department of Justice and get a serial number from them to put on the gun.
Now, does that mean ones you already possess?
Yep. You cannot be in possession of a firearm or a 80 percenter. It doesn't even have to be milled out.
if you are in possession of an 80% and you haven't registered for a serial number, you're going to be in violation of the law.
So you mean if you just have a lower receiver that hasn't had anything done to it, you've got to then get a serial number on it?
That's correct. Possession of a unfinished lower receiver that doesn't have a serial number on it that is registered with the Department of Justice will be illegal to possess.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that, you know, they enjoy building their own rifles out there.
That's correct. You know, of course, we've got the AB 1511. It complicates the loaning of firearms and bans it in many cases where we can't loan a firearm to a friend who's going to use it for the hunting season without having to register it in their name like if we were selling it to them, and they have to wait the 10-day waiting period, and when they return the gun back to you, you have to wait the 10-day waiting period in order for you to get the gun back that you loaned.
That sounds to me like a gun registration scheme right there. That's okay. What that is.
Well, what about this, though? I mean, is there some kind of length of this? I mean, like if Ted and I are going out shooting, and I loan him a gun to shoot that day, and he gives it back at the end of the day, is that the same thing, or does it have to be like for a week?
No, it's 30 days. Anything over 30 days.
Okay, anything over 30 days. Okay.
Yeah, so...
But that's still bad. See. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still bad. You know, we have a one gun a month bill making it through the process. We've got the bill that will allow our coworkers and our bosses to be able to get a gun violence restraining order against us if they think that we are a danger to ourselves or others.
Those are coworkers. Those are coworkers and not just family, right?
That's correct. They include medical health professionals, but they also include employers or coworkers, and any employee of a school. It could be the gardener of a school can get a gun violence restraining order against somebody that they know, and it doesn't even have to happen in a school.
Does it? Do you have a right after they do this to say, okay, I think this person is a danger to themselves? Do they come in and take the weapons right then, or do you have a chance to go to court first?
No, that you're notified that you have a gun violence restraining order issued against you, and then you have to immediately either take your guns to a dealer, do something so that you don't have immediate control over them, or else they will come and take them away.
Well, so you have to prove to them that you've given your guns to somebody then, right?
Pretty much. And then you cannot go to court to say, this is unjust, this is wrong, it's incorrect. For 21 days, the length of the restraining order is 21 days, and you cannot go to defend yourself in court until the restraining order has expired.
That's just amazing.
That is insane. And so basically it means anybody can get a gun violence restraining order.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Like you were saying, they're doing everything to us. Heck, the legislature is even trying to take Christ out of Christian universities and churches and or schools, saying that you cannot pray or require people to go to chapel if they go to a Christian school or university. They're adding that kind of gobbledygook to the gun narrative that they're going in. So everybody out there, this legislature is going rampant to stomp on our constitutional rights, and we need to stop.
Okay,
we need to stop.
We just got a few minutes left. Let's go to the phones. Terry. Hello, Terry. Okay, Terry hung up. I'm sure what Terry was going to say is that every time something like this happens, that it just adds another log on the fire for the state of Jefferson or law, you know, or fighting this in court to get representation up here. Because as the record searchlight says, we are different than people from Los Angeles. And the fact is Northern California has we have guns, and that we enjoy shooting, we enjoy hunting, and all this. We're different than people that live in Hollywood, so for the most part. But what this is so much more than just for hunting or anything. This is a complete a declaration of war on anybody that believes in the Second Amendment and the right to own weapons.
Absolutely correct, Carl. I mean, Chairman Joan Sawyer, Assemblyman, the chairman of the Assembly Public Safety Committee, has even pretty much called for changing the Constitution and getting rid of the Second Amendment. Is considering a push to do just that. And we should all say, bring it on, man. You want to make America rise? Toy with the Bill of Rights, and you will see a revolution like you've never seen before.
Okay. Our guest has been Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California. And, Sam, this is just there's not a lot of good news here. But thank you so much for the good fight you're doing.
It's my pleasure. It's an honor, Carl. And it's wonderful to talk with you and share all of this information with your listeners, because they need to know the truth so that they can do something about it. Go to our website at gunownersca.com or Google Gun Owners of California and be a part of the fight. Don't just sit there. Do something about it. Thank you very much.
You bet, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Ted, thanks a lot for being here, buddy.
Man, it was my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. Well, I love coming here and seeing you guys in the morning.
Well, you know, the thing about it is these laws that they're passing out there. I mean, you know, you and I have, and it doesn't make any difference if we're veterans or not, but we were out there fighting for this Bill of Rights, this Constitution, and to have these things done by people who probably never ever served or never really care about it so much is just it's frightening to me how our country is changing.
Well, I can tell you this. It is changing, and it's scaring our political elitist legislature. That's why they're passing these bills or trying to pass these bills.
I think it is.
Yeah, there's a wave coming.
They don't trust the electorate.
No.
So they're going to do everything they can.
That's right.
So, hey.
Just remember, it's the good guys
against the bad guys. And tomorrow we're going to have Tommy Keyes from the Sachs County Veterans Service Office and Trish Clark with us tomorrow. We'll be, and so remember, again, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
People died, more than 235 wounded.
I'm gutted. I feel absolutely terrible. This is happening to Turkey.
American Wendy Deaton was at the airport just before the gunfire and explosions.
Everyone that we've come across here has just been so gentle and nice. And I think it's devastating for the economy and for tourism here.
President Obama has telephoned his condolences to Turkey's president. The White House says Mr. Obama is also offering U.S. support and aid in the investigation. ISIS is suspected, although it has not claimed responsibility for the bloodshed. And President Obama is in Canada today. He's attending the North American Summit in Ottawa, meeting with leaders of Canada and Mexico. Terminal at New York's JFK Airport had to be briefly evacuated earlier today. There was concern over an unattended bag.